this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Spring cleaning is far away as we hunker down in the depths of winter. One of the astonishing facts that young South Africans report when they visit other young people's homes in the UK, I'm talking about people under 50 whose kids are still at home, is how messy and dirty they are. This is a facet of democracy and chronically bad unemployment. Domestic staff are expensive in the UK, and even many dual-income couples cannot support one. So the interiors of their homes are often a lot dirtier than South African homes where working folk can afford home help. Yes, this is a five-minute programme all about astronomy. Do not adjust your sets. The Guardian this week reported an extraordinary discovery, that space is full not only of dust, as I have many times described in this programme, but grease. Yes, general filth. So if your home is filthy, you are simply in tune with the universe. How much grease? Well, a rather ridiculous but amusing factoid puts the amount of space grease in the Milky Way to be enough for 40 trillion, trillion, trillion packs of butter. Obviously, the cow that jumps over the moon is not being overexploited, so just what is this all about? Space looks cold, dark, and empty, but astronomers have revealed that interstellar space is permeated with a fine mist of grease-like molecules. A recent study by an Australian-Turkish team provides the most precise estimate yet of the amount of space grease in the Milky Way by recreating the carbon-based compounds in the laboratory. They discovered more than expected, that is, 10 billion, trillion, trillion tons of gloop, or enough for all that butter. Professor Tim Schmidt, a chemist at the University of New South Wales, Sydney, and co-author of the recent study, said that the windscreen of a future spaceship travelling through interstellar space might be expected to get a sticky coating. So I wonder how the Voyagers are doing, which have gone beyond the edge of the solar system. Golly. Well, amongst other stuff it'll run into is interstellar dust, which is partly grease, partly soot, and partly silicates like sand. But the grease within our own solar system is swept away by solar wind, which is why we haven't encountered this before or thought about it. The findings bring scientists closer to figuring out the total amount of carbon in interstellar space, which fuels the formation of stars, planets, and is essential for life. Until now, there's been uncertainty over how much carbon is drifting between the stars. About half is expected to be found in its pure form. The rest is chemically bound with hydrogen in either a grease-like form, known as aliphatic carbon, or as a gaseous version of naphthalene, the main chemical component of mothballs. To tackle the question, Schmidt and colleagues recreated in the laboratory the process by which greasy carbon forms in the outflows of carbon stars. The material was collected and analysed using spectroscopy to work out how strongly it absorbed light of certain wavelengths. This allowed them to figure out how much greasy carbon is in the line of sight of various stars. They found that there are about 100 greasy carbon atoms for every million hydrogen atoms, accounting for between a quarter and a half of the available carbon in the Milky Way. This space grease is not the kind of thing you'd want to spread on a slice of toast. It's dirty, likely toxic, and only forms in the environment of interstellar space and, of course, in the laboratory. The team now plans to determine the abundance of the mothball-like carbon, which will involve more laboratory experiments. By firmly establishing the amount of each type of carbon in the dust, they will know precisely how much of this element is available to create life. It's part of understanding the great life cycle of carbon. It's made in stars, goes through the interstellar medium, and gets incorporated into new planetary systems, and has ended up being incorporated into life here on Earth. It's part of the big story. So there you have it. We are not made of gentle, lovely, sprinkly, twinkly stardust, but of toxic space grease. Nice. Right, well, this is advance warning for all you eclipse chasers. On the 27th of July, there will be a total lunar eclipse visible here in Cape Town. More on that in future broadcasts. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us some sort of clear skies at night so we can have a look at some stars and planets, but let's have lots of rain today. Yeah.